Well, a lot of the Negroes or darkies use the word tote.
They still hang on to it.
Yeah.
If you have some delicate things spread out here on the table, and let's say your little girl goes up and raises her hand, you might shout to her, "Ooh, be careful there, don't you?"
Break it?
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to make sure that she doesn't even put her hand down.
Touch.
And if I'm if I'm sitting here and the songbook is on the piano there and you'd want it, what might you ask me to do?
Please bring it here.
In children's games, well, not children, but sometimes young adults, they play games where, in basketball, for example, when the ball goes through the hoop, you say the team has scored a
goal.
Have you ever heard that called ghoul?
Mm-hmm.
I got that up in the northern part. Surprised the dickens out of me. I didn't expect it, but I knew that they might find ghoul. And the game that you play out where they have the flags up on the sticks and the little green areas with a hole.
Golf? Don't his descriptions just amaze you?
And if you're going to carry something and someone's going to help you and you see him standing around there, you say, well now, just reach down there and...
Lift?
Well, you want him to get his hands around it.
Catch hold?
Uh-huh. And when you get where you want to go, you want him to take his hands away, so you say, okay now.
Let go.
If you're going someplace with someone else and you're ready but the other person isn't, and he's afraid you're going to start off and you see him fumbling, you might say, well, it's all right, just take your time, I'll...
Wait.
If you do something poorly the first time and you know that if there's a second time you can do it well, you might say to the person, now, I know I can do this better if you'll just...
Give me another chance.
Uh-huh. And someone who is jovial and laughs a lot and tells good jokes, you'd say, has a fine sense of
humor.
And if somebody is a nuisance and just sitting around in the way, your husband might say to you, why do you let him stay there? And you might say, well, I don't want him to stay. I've been doing my best to
get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
Or shed.
Get shed. Did she say that?
We wouldn't say that, but...
That's a common expression.
Uh-huh. That's a poor white trash expression.
But get shed out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the postal card that you got today from your daughter was... on the back was a message that she had...
Checked.
Yeah.
Or written.
Uh-huh.
You mean written?
Now, if... what's another word for a reply?
Answer.
Uh-huh. If you wrote a letter to someone and you knew the person's name and wrote that on the envelope but you didn't know the street number or something, you might give it to Colin and say, will you please
fill in the number?
Uh-huh. Or anything else you might say.
Mail it for me?
Yeah. And children's nicknames for one who tattles.
Tattletale.
Uh-huh. In this interview, let's say about 9:30, we...
Coffee?
Well, all
right. Started? What?
Yeah, started. Any other word for started?
Began.
Uh-huh. If a neighbor boy has the measles, and then one of your family gets the measles, you say, I know where these came from. The neighbor boy
gave them to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, we were measle happy. Somebody said that our neighbors had them. The neighbor kids had just been mingling. It was a good rumor.
You should want your children to get those diseases young and have it over with.
Yeah, well, the elder daughter has, but the younger one hasn't yet.
Well, you don't.